One time we were invited to go to San Bernardino to play for the 16th of September Mexican celebration, but there was some confusion about the expenses of the trip, and at the last moment, we turned the thing over to Professor Valderas, who had organized a band of boys, young boys, and there were members of the National Guard of Arizona. The National Guard had furnished the instruments and the uniforms, and they made the trip. But Mr. Valderas, who was the leader, got interested in California and gave up that work and moved to Los Angeles with his family. While he was there, he organized a music club among the Spanish-American people, and he kept in correspondence about the work he was doing, wondering if we could ever take a trip to Los Angeles. So we got the idea that perhaps we could arrange to take the band boys on tour to Los Angeles. We talked to the railroad people here, and they said yes, that they would be very glad to advertise a concert at Santa Monica and another one at Santa Barbara. They would give us special rates. In other words, they wouldn't pay us, but they would give us special rates, about one half of what the regular fees were at that time. During political campaigns, it was customary to have the band play for the meetings where the candidates would meet the people and speak to them. This was something that we thought we should be paid for, and so they did pay us. Not very much. Anyway, we had enough money to pay our railroad fares, hotel expenses for 3 weeks, and we took the boys to Los Angeles. We had about 28 in the band at this time. Professor Valderas told his club that we were coming, and they organized a banquet for us. So the very night that we arrived, we got the boys all settled into their hotels. This was quite a little job to get them paired off two in each room so that they would be happy. We attended the dance and enjoyed it. It was very nice. And then 2 or 3 days later, they asked us if we would not play a benefit concert for them. We could not very well refuse. In the meantime, one of the beer parks in Los Angeles hired us to play one night, and they paid us for it. By the way, they gave us a check that was in their Pasadena bank and asked us not to present it for a few days, and we had quite a time before we could get our money on that check, but we finally got it. Then we played at Santa Monica one afternoon. We played at Redondo Beach. That was not for the railroad company. That was for the Foresters of America, who were having a picnic, and they offered to pay us a nominal amount, $50, if we would play a program, and we accepted it. The boys were glad to do it, and they enjoyed it as much as the public, perhaps even more. Then we made our trip to Santa Barbara, and we played what they called at that time the Esplanade, right in front of the ocean. So all in all, our trip to California was very successful. All of the boys enjoyed it very much. We have a photograph that we took in Los Angeles of the band. It is not complete. A few of them were out, and I'm not sure, but the year must have been 1888 or 1899, around there. The band was active and playing for about 9 years. When we returned from California, the boys had all been in practice, and we could play very much better than before we left, and the Tucson people gave us quite a reception. Some concern that had made it their business to collect clippings from newspapers sent us a lot of the clippings containing comments that some of the California papers had made about our band.